How good is that, eh? Huh? You digging that? Rock and roll mix of music of different Halloween songs, that sort of thing, in the next couple hours here on the Steel City Music Show. And as I'm recording all of this stuff, I'm thinking about all the fun Halloween stuff that I used to do when I was a kid. And I'm going to tell some stories a little bit later on. Not enough time in this spot right here. But I saw something interesting. Everyone's going on about, you know, should we let the kids trick-or-treat? Should we not let the kids trick-or-treat because of the COVID thing? And there's some innovative ways that people are doing it this year. Some people are actually building long tubes, and from their porch, they're pouring candy down it so the kids can put it in their bag. And I thought, you know, that's pretty good. That's keeping the spirit alive for the kids. So if you... you know, if you can have the means to do something like that, do it. Make the extra effort for the kids that are going out. I would kind of like to see parents go out with their kids a little bit more if they can. That way they can, you know, socially distance, that sort of stuff. Because it's going to be hard on them. They're going to be excited, that sort of thing. So, you know, I know here in the Hamilton area, they haven't said that we can't do Halloween, that sort of thing. But there's also, they're encouraging us to... have a lot of parties with the kids. That's smaller ones, that sort of thing. And to do things at home this year, that might be a safe way as well to make sure that the kids are being, you know, socially correct and 6 meters apart when they're outside. It might be a little bit tough. So having something going on inside the house is another thing. A lot of people are doing like the virtual game, virtual Halloween, that sort of thing. Or just having candy and horror movies at home, that sort of stuff. So those are some of the stuff that's been brought up. But I really thought it was neat that people were going the extra yard and making these giant 6-foot tubes to have candy roll down, and the kids can just hold their bag underneath it and still be safe about the whole thing, right? Because when I was a kid and we used to go trick-or-treating, if you gave us an apple... that pretty much got thrown through the window. I'm going to be honest with you. I grew up in the Mayflower Cannon area down off of Gage. And people just didn't give out apples. So I'm just thinking, I just started thinking about, you know, a couple times when people were like wanting to give us these nice healthy apples and we would just take them. And as we were walking across our lawn, we just turn around and just zip it right back at their house, that sort of thing. And then start running down the street. Okay, I just went and told you all these wonderful things you can do to help kids in Halloween, and then I told you this horrible story about myself. Halloween, maybe I'm not the best guy to give advice when it comes to raising children or anything like that. Well, I don't even have kids, so who am I to, like, you know, tell you how to do things? Whatever, man. If you got a giant tube that you can hook up and roll nice candy down there, then give that a shot. That's what I think. In this next set of music, you're going to hear two from Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl and Dragula. And, of course, two from AC/DC as well, Highway to Hell. But kicking things off, one of my favorite tracks from them is If You Want Blood from AC/DC. Here on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
Yeah. creature who has an insatiable love for the dead.
You're listening to Gunner here on Steel City Music, spinning some Halloween-themed music for you for the next couple of hours. And Living Dead Girl right there from Rob Zombie. This next set, taking us into the top of the hour, we're going to hear some stuff from Rocky Erickson, who played this in Hollywood years and years and years ago, and then we lost him a couple years ago, and a tremendous performer and songwriter. And also, I don't know, I just really enjoyed his music. So we'll hear a couple from him. We're just going to spin one from him. Also, we're going to hear two from Ghost. Now, there's some conjecture whether or not Ghost is actually a metal band or a rock band or a heavy version of Blue Oyster Cult. That's something that you have to make up your mind about it. I actually discovered Ghost through a friend, Adam Carter, who writes for CBC Hamilton, who lived in Hamilton for a while. And he told me about them, and I was just like, yeah, whatever. And then I checked them out, and I'm like, oh, my God. They're, like, really, really cool, melodic, metal to a point. But, yeah, another great act as well. And of course, we'll close out the set with the Schism from Tool, which I haven't heard in a while. Also, Puts of Fire has an album coming out, the newest one, I believe, in the first week of November coming up. So make sure you check that one out. That's Maynard's act as well. He has a couple of them on the go. So, some Tool, Ghost covering the Pet Shop Boys, It's a Sin, of course. Ghost covering Rocky Erickson, if you have Ghosts. You know, really, really cool cover. And, of course, Rocky Erickson with his song Night of the Vampire. And this is, it's kind of creepy. Lyrically, it's all over the place. From the, I remember the whole album being all over the place and kind of freaking me out, that sort of thing. So that's why I'm throwing it in this set. And of course, when you listen to everything, it'll all make sense in the very end. I promise you. Rocky Erickson, Night of the Vampire.
Everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything. You can say anything you want, and you can do anything you want to do. If you have ghosts, you have everything. One never does that. One never does that. You
The Hawk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Of the book. We want what is yours.
Life.
Yeah, Evil Dead, Dead by Dawn, 1987. Yeah, still scares me. Oh my God, that movie freaked me out. Camelot Towers, 1987 it came out. Yeah, so I have it on video, VHS. Gavin O'Sullivan's over, my good friend. I think Jeremy Mote, I'm not sure. Maybe Scott Cunningham, Joe McNaughton. I know there's a bunch of us, and we're watching this, and it freaks me out. I don't know if you've seen it, but I couldn't take it. I had to like run to the other room, and everyone's like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "Nope, nope, not watching that. Forget it. Not gonna do it. No, no, no." People claw one another apart, possessed by demons, locked in a cabin. No, sir, not watching it. Yeah, I freaked right out, and everyone was like laughing at me, like, "Come on, Jim, come in here." I'm like, "No, no, big chicken over here." It really bothered me too. I was like having nightmares for a long time. After watching even half of that, now I can watch it. Like the Army of Darkness was like the sequel after that. It was more comedic. For some reason, I was able to watch that. But that movie, Dead by Dawn, no, did not like. Didn't like the remakes either. Watch those like an idiot, but you know. Okay. Such a chicken. Next set of music you're going to hear. We will spin. What do we got lined up here? Some Cramps? Yeah. Yeah, why don't we do some Metric, some Cramps, Starcrawler doing a cover of Pet Sematary by the Ramones. But let's kick things off with a uber cool band. Yeah, Heads Will Roll, one of my favorite tracks here on Steel City Music.
Dance to your dead. Heads will roll.